encounter God in a variety of ways, and sometimes this happens when we least expect it, like when we're resting. Now, today I invite us to reflect on how God occasionally visits us when we're asleep, while we're dreaming. And to help us think through this, we're going to turn to the Old Testament, and we'll read a story about a dream that Jacob had. Now, up to this point in Jacob's life, he had actually lived a pretty rotten life. He was a trickster and a cheater, and that got him into trouble with his brother Esau, who was so ticked off at his brother that he wanted to kill him. Now, Jacob obviously didn't want to die, so he ran away from his brother and fled to a town called Haran. Haran was a big cosmopolitan city in northern Mesopotamia. It was a place where Jacob could safely get away from his brother. And as he made his journey towards Haran, there came a point when Jacob needed to stop and rest. And when he went to sleep, he had a really strange dream. So let's read about this dream. We'll find it in Genesis chapter 28. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to open to that passage. I'll be reading verses 10 through 19. Again, this is Genesis 28, verses 10 through 19, and the words will also appear on the screen. So let's listen now to these words of Scripture. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring, and your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called that place Bethel. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. You know, summer is the season of vacations, and when we're on vacation, we like to rest and relax, and maybe go to bed early, take some naps throughout the day, and things like that. It's great to enjoy lots of sleep when we're on vacation, but we also like to eat some good and tasty food. Now, these two things, sleep and good food, I think make for a great vacation. Don't you agree? But these two things are also important to our health. And our doctors and experts tell us that we should eat 5 daily servings of fruits and vegetables. We should avoid eating fatty foods. And we should be careful with our sugar intake. Lots of people pay careful attention to what they put into their bodies. They're diligent in what they eat. But I don't think people are as careful with their sleep. Of course, we know that if we don't get enough sleep, then we'll feel like trash the next day. And if that happens routinely, then we run the risk of gaining weight, becoming depressed, and increasing our chances of heart disease and stroke. Sometimes the healthiest thing that we can do for ourselves is to simply slow down and go to bed. We need to rest. And the kind of rest that we really need often happens during the REM cycle. Now, during this stage of sleep, your heart rate and your blood pressure change. Your arm and your leg muscles become temporarily paralyzed, and your brain activity becomes similar to what happens when you're awake. This is also the stage of sleep in which you are most likely to dream. Research on sleep has suggested that this REM cycle, along with deep sleep, play an important role in the health of our brains and our memories. And we do know that if we don't get enough sleep, we will feel terrible the next day. But if we don't get enough sleep, we will also miss out on dream time, which is when our brains do some really important work. And if we're not dreaming, we may even miss out on having important encounters with God. Now, dreams are one of those places, one of those unusual places where God meets us and speaks to us. In fact, there are many notable people in the Bible who experience significant dreams. People like Joseph, Samuel, Paul, and of course, Joseph. Now, Genesis 28 does tell the story about Joseph's dream. But before we get into his dream, let's remember that he was one of the sons of Isaac and Rebekah. And he lived a really stressful life. Specifically, he was locked into a sibling rivalry with his brother Esau, his twin brother. Now, big problems started when Jacob tricked his father so that he could receive the blessing that was intended for his brother. And that obviously infuriated Esau. And when Esau made plans to murder his sneaky brother, Jacob ran away. He ran away toward the city of Haran. Now, I think if anyone deserved a sleepless night, it was Jacob. But the book of Genesis tells us a different story. We learn in verse 11 that Jacob went to a certain place on his journey. He was going towards Haran, and there he stayed there for the night because the sun had set. And then taking one of the stones of that place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. Now, this wasn't a comfortable place, and it certainly wasn't a Marriott. But Jacob drifted off to sleep. His heart rate and his blood pressure changed. His arm and leg muscles became temporarily paralyzed. His brain activity resembled wakefulness. And he began to dream. And in that dream, he had a very strange encounter with God. According to Genesis, Jacob dreamed that there was a ladder set up on earth. Some translations use the word stairway or ramp, but in either way, this ladder reached all the way to heaven. The angels of God were ascending and descending on it. It's a really weird image. It's not uncommon, though, to have some weird images in our dreams. Haven't all of you had a weird dream or two? Sometimes in my dreams, I have these weird creatures that I've never seen. And then sometimes in my dreams, people from my past who didn't know each other show up at the same time. It's hard to explain. Our dreams can be full of weird things. But let's remember that our brains are working really hard when they're asleep. And this helps. What's going on with our brains is it's helping us process what's going on in life. And it can even help us better understand what God might be doing. Now, Jacob's dream was certainly strange and weird. But in that strange dream, he heard a clear message from God. See, in that message, or in that dream, the Lord said to him, and this is in verse 13, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. See, God promised that Jacob's offspring would be numerous, and they would spread out to the four corners of the earth, and that through his family, the whole earth would be blessed. And then God said one more thing to Jacob in his dream. In verse 15, the Lord said, "Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you." Now, Jacob's weird dream reveals several important things about the nature of God, the first of which is that God wants to be in a relationship with us. Now, that ladder between heaven and earth is a clear sign that God's not content ruling the universe by sitting on a throne far away from us. God wants to be connected to us. And this desire for a relationship was seen first when Adam and Eve heard God walking in the garden. God was looking for them and wanted to be with them. But the Lord's desire to have a close connection with us is seen even more clearly through Jesus Christ. The Gospel of John put it directly by telling us that God became flesh and lived among us. Jacob learned through his dream that God isn't aloof. God wanted to be with him. And we know through Jesus that God wants to be with us. God meets us in all the parts of life, including our dreams, where we can hear words of guidance, comfort, correction, and encouragement. Our dreams help us make sense of what God may be doing in our lives. And God certainly has a way of speaking through our dreams as a way of connecting to us. See, this indicates that the Lord wants a relationship with us. A second lesson that Jacob learned through his dream is that God comes in grace, not judgment. Now, if anyone deserved to be judged for his sins, it was Jacob. He took advantage of Esau when his older brother was weak with hunger. He offered him bread and a bowl of stew in exchange for his birthright. And then Jacob disguised himself as Esau in order to receive his father's blessing. Now, Jacob was one sneaky dude, and he deserved to be punished for his deceitfulness. And yet, when the Lord appeared to him in his dream, God promised to bless him with land and numerous offspring. We learn from this dream that God gives us what we need, not what we deserve. As Psalm 145 puts it, "The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love." One other key message Jacob heard from God in his dream is the promise that God will be with him wherever he goes and will remain faithful to him. And the same is true for us. God promises to be with us wherever we go and will remain faithful to us. The name Emmanuel literally means God is with us. And that name was first spoken by the prophet Isaiah, and then later on it was given to Jesus Christ. See, the Bible teaches us that God will never leave us or abandon us, but stays close through all of our pains and struggles and even our failures. We sometimes do fall away from God, but the Lord never, ever gives up on us. And that's the same message Jacob heard. In verse 15, the Lord said, "I will not leave you until I have done what I've promised you." Jacob learned through his dream that God wanted a relationship with him, that God would come to him in grace, and that God promised to be with him forever. Genesis then tells us that when Jacob awoke from his dream, the Lord said, "Surely the Lord," or he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." See, his dream taught him that God was far closer than he had ever imagined. And that led him to call that place, the place where he'd been sleeping, the house of God and the gate of heaven. He even named that place Bethel, which literally means the house of God. Now, this story makes it clear that the life of faith is not all about activity. It's not just about the things we do. Jacob realized that the Lord was with him while he was sleeping. God came to him in his dreams. And while he was dreaming, he discovered what it's like to be in the house of God. Now, like Jacob, we can move closer to God by caring for our bodies, by taking the time to rest, by getting enough sleep. You know, when we stop doing all the things that we do and allow ourselves the time to rest and dream, we can discover God. And I think summer's a good time to do this. I know some people, we've got some students here today, will be going back to school tomorrow. But while we still have a few days left before we get back into our regular routines, there's still a few days and a few weeks left in summer, I want to encourage you to find time to rest and relax. Find time to sleep and dream. And as we do this, we can strengthen our relationship with God. And we can discover the truth of Psalm 46, which simply says, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, that's a verse that we can prayerfully meditate on. And so during your devotions this week, during your quiet time, I encourage you to use that verse. Repeat it. And repeat it five times. And each time you repeat it, I want you to drop a word or two from the end of the sentence. This is a really important, I think, spiritual activity that draws us into God's presence. And it will go something like this. You'll say, "Be still and know that I am God." And then you pause and listen to God. And then repeat the next line, "Be still and know that I am." The next line would be, "Be still and know." Be still. And finally, be. As you pray and meditate on those words, be open to God's presence. And remember that God wants a relationship with you. God wants to offer you grace, not judgment. And God promises to be with you always. Now, these truths were revealed to Jacob as he dreamed. And they can be true for us too, if we will take the time to be still and know that God is with us. Now, when you rest and enter the world of dreams, God may very well speak to you. God may reveal an important truth to you, and you may even experience God's presence in God's love in a way that you weren't ever expecting. So in these last few days and weeks of summer, do make the time to rest and dream and pay attention to what goes on in your dreams. Pay attention to what you're hearing and what you're sensing. And let's remember that this is one of those unusual places where we can encounter God and where we can discover God's grace. And as you pay attention to your dreams, I do believe you will move closer to God. Would you pray with me?